You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. March is Women's History Month, and Cap Radio's classical and jazz station, 88.9 KXPR, is celebrating by featuring prominent women composers and performers who have and are making history. Today on Insight, midday classical host Jennifer Reason introduces us to one such artist, Ukrainian-born pianist Anna Shelest.
One of the biggest decisions facing any classical concert pianist is choosing what repertoire to perform. Early on, those choices are pretty much predetermined, as you tackle works in the canon by the likes of Beethoven, Rachmaninoff, Mozart, and Grieg. But once you're established, like Anna Shelest is, you can seek out more obscure works and honor underrepresented composers. That's what Shelest has done with her series of CDs called Dona Voce, which showcase works composed by women. That's Anna Shelest performing Autun, composed by Cécile Chaminade from Volume 1 of the Dona Voce series. Shelest recently released a third volume from that series and has also released a new CD of works by Ukrainian composer Sergei Bortkevich. More on that in a moment. But first, here's what Shelest told me about why she focuses on lesser-known repertoire.
You know, this is something that even surprising to me, if you would tell me when I was like in my 20s that I would be interested in this repertoire, I think I would be quite surprised. You know, when you're in a classical training, we all play the same repertoire in the practice room, you're hearing your friends practicing and you say, oh, I want to do this piece or I want to do this concerto. But then with time, you sort of gravitate to things that are more unknown. You know, it's kind of discovering something new. And this is something that kind of in my 30s, I started to notice that I really enjoy it and I sort of don't have any fear about it. Like I don't really think too much, am I playing it right or how is it supposed to be interpreted? And Dona Voce project came about from my idea that it would be interesting to do a recital of music by women composers, because I haven't really played any serious music by women composers. And I just went to the library, I took some scores, I Googled some names, I really had no idea at the time. And I was just so blown away by how much great music there are that's not recorded, that's not not really being taken serious. And the recital that I played eventually became a first Dona Voce record. And this is something that has been going, I think, for like last 7 years.
Has there been any standout works or anything that felt particularly meaningful to you?
Absolutely. My last recording, Dona Voce 3, it has two concertos, Clara Schumann Piano Concerto and Cécile Chaminade. The first time I played them together. We had wonderful response from the audience, and it just was a sign to me that, okay, like I'm taking the next step in this project. Another work that really was very meaningful to me is a big cycle by Fanny Mendelssohn called Das Jahr, which I absolutely believe will become a canon. It's astounding how she was able to envision a piece like that. It's almost an hour long, 13 movements with all the virtuosity and imagination you can really ask for in romantic repertoire. So this was also one of the pieces for solo piano that I love to play.
Thank you. That's music from Fanny Mendelssohn's song cycle Das Jahr, performed by Anna Schellest. And before that, a snippet of Anna and the Estonian National Orchestra performing Clara Schumann's Piano Concerto No. 1. Schellest has again teamed up with that esteemed orchestra and their renowned conductor, Nema Järvi, on her latest CD. It features music by early 20th century Ukrainian composer Sergei Bortkevich, who was born in the city of Kharkiv, as was Anna.
This is a record very meaningful for me for personal reasons, because it's connected with Ukraine. I'm Ukrainian. I came to the United States when I was a teenager, but still what happened to my country of birth, it really was such a devastating blow. I was searching for ways to bring something beautiful, something meaningful and constructive into the conversation about Ukraine. One of the things that I also am hoping to do with this project is to bring something positive when you think about Ukraine, because of course, with the war going on, when you say Ukraine, people think of pain and suffering and a lot of devastating human loss. But, you know, Ukraine also has historically lots of wonderful things. And Bortkevich was a romantic composer. He himself had tremendously difficult life. Reading his bio, I was just so moved by kind of the strength of his character. For me, this is something that represents Ukrainians today so beautifully, because in spite of all the terrible loss he had in his life, he lived through First World War, Russian Revolution, and Second World War. His music remains so incredibly beautiful and romantic. I think when you hear it, you really can tell that he was a person who maybe suffered so much. The more I play his music, I feel that it was an escape for him. Music, this was just this beautiful world where he created the proportions and harmonies and beautiful melodies, which was in such a sharp contrast to the chaotic life that he had. There's something just so inspiring about this.
Working with Nema Järvi and the Estonian National Orchestra, how was it? You're the Ukrainian, you're from your homeland, and so is the composer. Did you and Nema see eye to eye, or how was it creating it together?
He's Estonian. It's a tiny country, but their support of Ukraine is so strong. I've been there three times since the full-scale invasion, and when you're in Tallinn, you see Ukrainian flags on the streets, even like clerks at the store, they would wear Ukrainian pins because they understand how real this war is. And God forbid, you know, it could affect them in a very real way. And one thing that actually moved me so much is that each concert, Estonian National Symphony, they start with Ukrainian anthem. Already it's been 4 years because they're friends with Ukrainians. So when we talked with maestro, he wanted to do a Ukrainian concerto, and he knew of Bortkevich, but he never conducted any of his piano concertos. So I kind of brought him this idea, and he loved the piece. And it was just tremendous to do it with him in Estonia. People who were on stage with me and also in the audience, they felt the way I do. It just meant the world to me, and I'm so grateful that I have actually it on the record, so it will stay with me forever.
I'm hoping this album has a giant impact here in the United States and other countries who maybe don't understand as intimately as you're saying the Estonians do. What do you hope we take away from it here?
Well, you know, I just would like for Ukraine to stay in people's minds and prayers and in people's hearts, because it's easy to sometimes when the news is sort of bad, you kind of get used to these things. And I think sometimes when you connect with a piece of music or piece of art, you sort of feel like maybe you know people from there because you had this connection. If a person listening to this record think of Ukraine or maybe, you know, want to help them in some way, you know, to me, it would mean even more than I intended. This is something that I made with just a lot of heart and thought and hope for the future. And I hope this is something that people feel when they hear it.
Pianist Anna Shellist with the Estonian National Orchestra, conducted by Neeme Järvi, performing Sergei Bortkevich's Piano Concerto No. 1. It's from Anna's new album titled A Romantic from Kharkiv. For Insight, I'm Jennifer Raisin.
And that is Midday Classical host Jennifer Raisin introducing us to Ukrainian-born pianist Anna Shellist. Throughout the month, Jennifer will be featuring prominent women composers and performers on Cap Radio's classical and jazz station, 88.9 KXPR. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.